This is your tech news briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum at the Wall Street Journal in New York. TikTok, China's first social media company, may be looking to rebrand and lose its Made in China mystique. We'll have more on how they might do that in just a moment. First, let's check some headlines. Rural telecom providers can keep working with Chinese equipment maker Huawei. On Monday, the Trump administration extended a license overriding national security-related restrictions that were put in place 6 months ago. Huawei has been a sticking point in China-U.S. trade negotiations, and the U.S. is hoping to avoid increasing tensions as the talks enter a key phase. It's the second time the administration has extended the licenses since May, after they put Huawei on an export blacklist over concerns the company's gear could be used to spy. A trade group estimates that it could cost rural carriers up to $1 billion to replace their Huawei wireless network equipment. Also in Washington on Monday, the Federal Trade Commission revealed that in addition to Facebook, it's investigating multiple online platforms for antitrust violations. The news suggests a broader FTC review of the technology sector than previously known. For their part, companies like Amazon and Google have said they're cooperating with investigators and that they acquired their market position legally. Last week, we learned Yahoo Japan and the chat app Line were considering a merger. And Monday, the two companies announced they've reached a basic agreement. Yahoo Japan will buy out Line's minority shareholders for $3.1 billion. Yahoo Japan and Line plan to utilize each other's large user bases to expand their online businesses, which include shopping and payment services, plus ad-supported content. They say they hope to reach a final agreement next month after getting clearance from authorities. The video app TikTok is the first Chinese social media company to make it big in the U.S. It's been downloaded over 100 million times here. Now, TikTok is trying to put some distance between itself and China and maybe looking to rebrand. Wall Street Journal reporter Georgia Wells joins us to explain. So, Georgia, for those who might not be quite so familiar, can you just give us a background on TikTok? What is it and what's its connection to Beijing?
TikTok is an app that's gotten really big among teens in the U.S. right now. It serves them short, like bite-sized videos. It's sort of like Instagram, but if it was all videos that you just flip through. And TikTok is owned by a Chinese company called ByteDance, which is a $75 billion startup right now. ByteDance has two versions of this app, one in China called Douyin and one in the rest of the world called TikTok. TikTok is now facing a lot of scrutiny because of this Chinese ownership.
So how is ByteDance connected to the government?
ByteDance is an independent company in China. The reason being in China is seen as problematic for some people is because China has different laws around the country's relationship with companies than the laws that we're familiar with in the U.S. American lawmakers have been concerned about what would happen if the Chinese government, for example, asked for information about U.S. users. TikTok has said that it does not store information about U.S. users in China. Nonetheless, regulators and lawmakers in the U.S. are concerned about the future of what could happen with the data on Americans.
And they just recently undertaken a national security review of TikTok, hadn't they?
Yeah, exactly. So earlier this month, American regulators opened up an investigation into TikTok, and their question basically, typically for these sorts of investigations, is what is the risk to Americans here? And so, is there a risk about the data that TikTok collects? And they have not come back with their findings yet.
So you're reporting that TikTok is now trying to rebrand itself. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. So some employees and advisors of TikTok have approached senior executives at TikTok to suggest ways that the company could rebrand. And so the purpose of this would be to distance the app from its Chinese parent company. And the ideas here have revolved around like expanding TikTok's operations in Southeast Asia, potentially Singapore, and then rebranding TikTok in the U.S. The folks we spoke with about this like definitely recognized that it could be hard to rebrand the app as, say, Singaporean rather than Chinese. And it's also not clear whether or not they're going to pursue any of these rebranding options. But the takeaway for us here was that people are talking about rebranding reflects their view that TikTok's Chinese ownership is this increasing liability for the company.
And do you think that it's just because of these investigations kind of on a governmental level, or do people, users, really care that this is a Chinese company?
Many of the users in the U.S. are teenagers, and the teenagers I've spoken with haven't been particularly concerned about who owns the apps they're using or the data that's being collected on them. I've heard a little bit of concern from parents around, like, typically it's wrapped up in this, like, what is this app that my teen is using, and what's it about? Like, what is it doing? I think increasingly as lawmakers talk about it, though, that's where a lot of parents will be taking their cues.
How successful do you think that they will be? You already said rebranding themselves as Singaporean. Is there a possibility that they would just sell to a U.S. company and go American, so to speak?
I don't know if that's going to happen in this case. If it were, though, I'm sure there would be many companies that would be very interested in TikTok. TikTok's origins are with this startup called Musical.ly that ByteDance acquired and then rebranded as TikTok. Before ByteDance acquired that company, other companies, too, were kicking the tires on it. So like we reported previously that Facebook, for example, had kind of done some explorations into potentially acquiring Musical.ly. And so that demonstrates that there is interest in this type of app among American companies, too.
Tech reporter Georgia Wells. And that's your tech news briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum in New York for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.